vote in my favor. I don't believe he did the vote paper. I can't read the newspaper anymore, can't read the print. My glasses or my eyes or something.
Do you enjoy reading? Do you enjoy reading?
Yes, I get books from the library in Waynesboro.
How about the large print? Do you do
yes,
pretty well?
Yes, large print.
Right.
And our church.
Now I'm at the home of Mrs. Early, and we're in New Hope, and also present is Mr. Corner.
George Corner.
George Corner. And we're going to talk a little bit about the mountain area. And now Mrs. Early, did you've always lived down here, but did you travel in the mountains or did you live near there?
Black Rock.
Mm-hmm.
That's as far in the mountains, I guess, as I ever got.
You'd go up to Black Rock.
Black Rock.
Mm-hmm. And you'd travel up in a buggy? Or?
Yes, buggy. I don't believe we ever, I don't think cars were in existence when last trip I made up there. I can't tell. We used to go on picnics when you'd have company in the summer, you know.
Uh-huh.
Young people, we'd go up to Black Rock was for the day. They had bowling and then there were spaces to have your lunch and so on. So
you'd go up for the day?
Mm-hmm.
A group of young people would go up?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you'd go bowling while you were up there?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Went bowling. What was his name around the bowling alley?
Was it a Miller, maybe?
No. What did I say? George, you remember? Blackwell.
Blackwell. I'm going to say it wasn't black, but a Blackwell. A while ago you were talking.
Mm-hmm. He stayed up there all the year round and took care of the grounds and so on. So that's as far as I got with.
And Mr. Blackwell was sort of a caretaker then?
Yes, he was a caretaker.
Did he live right there where the bowling alley was?
Lived up on the mountain a little further.
A little higher up?
A little higher up, and he stayed there all year round. But these other people, some of your people had some of the, your mother's.
Shaver?
Your father's people.
Well, that would be Shaver and Walker.
Mm-hmm. They had cottages up there, didn't they?
Yes, yes. It was Uncle Milk, I guess. Mr. Rufus Klein said it was Uncle Milk and the Walkers.
Yes.
I know that's where my grandmother stayed.
They had cottages and they would stay all summer. Somebody would be there. If it wasn't them, it would be their relatives or somebody, would stay there.
You said you stayed there part of one summer.
Yes.
Who did you stay with?
Well, I stayed with a cousin, Miss Elsie Barter, and I. And we, my uncle had a cottage up there, a half of a cottage, and somebody else owned the other half.
Mm-hmm.
So we stayed in that half and had a good time.
What did you do? When
well, we would bowl, as I say, in the mornings, and we'd take walks along and went up the mountain and around, and in the evening we'd go down to the hotels there, whatever they had. Sometimes they'd have dances, sometimes they'd have other entertainments there.
Mm-hmm. You say you watched the dances?
Yes, we watched.
Well, that was in the hotel building?
Yes, in the hotel building. They had a ballroom.
Oh, a ballroom. What was that building like? Was it a big building?
Yes, it was pretty big. A frame building. And the fire, after some years, after that, good many years after that, I guess, fire broke out and burnt the whole thing up.
Remember when that was, that it burned up?
No, I don't know the year. My, no.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know that it's, you don't know that.
Well, Mr. Barnhart said 1908, and then I think it might have been another fire in 1914.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of those fires in the mountain there.
Right,
yeah,
several.
Yeah, sure, it was more than one. What about these, the dances? What kind of music was that?
Oh, mercy, I forgot about the music. I don't know what they had.
They had fiddles?
They
or?
Had, they had people that would guests at the hotel, I reckon. I don't know who they were. They had fiddles and banjos and guitars. They were all people that wasn't piped in music or,
mm-hmm.
I mean, any
live
kind
music.
Of artificial music.
Mm-hmm.
It was all
square dancing, that kind
yes.
of thing?
Yes, mm-hmm. That's what it was, mostly. Yeah. The days gone by.
Yeah, it really has.
Miss Elsie Barger, you know, you heard of the Barger
yes.
family.
Oh, yes, I knew Miss Hallie Barger, or Mrs. Barger over at Camorra. Or she would be a sister-in-law, I guess, or something, right?
Yes.
Right.
And she went with me up there. My father was up there. We went on account of him. He wanted to go, and I don't know what's the matter with him. He had some ailment that he thought Black Rock spring water would help him.
Oh.
So he went for that.
Went for the water. Did it help?
I don't know that it did, but anyway, I don't remember whether it helped much or not, but that Black Rock spring water, a lot of people drove up there and would and bring the water back, you know, with them.
Do you know how long ago that was when people were using the water for ailments?
If I might put in, remember that was freestone water.
Was
you
it?
See, when you get on this side of the river, you've got limestone, slate, and all of that. And on that side of the river, and in the mountain, was freestone. That Jollet Spring, you know where that is now.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
The doctors recommend that.
Right.
Because
they
it's freestone.
Still do.
So is Black Rock.
Right, yeah. Didn't hear anything.
It was good if you had any trouble at all with drinking water. And people still bottle it and take it.
Well,
the same as Seawright. Seawright Spring is a lithia spring. And there was a lithia spring in Waynesboro where DuPont is. They had an artificial. That's the one that they drilled when they were hunting. Wait, don't put that on. That was the one that they drilled when they were hunting for oil back in the 90s, you know, when they had the boom.
Mm-hmm.
And they walked out, and all they got left, and that was that lithia spring.
Gosh. Well, that's a value.
Yeah. It's not oil, though.
But no oil.
Right.
Was there one big spring there, or were there
mm-hmm.
different springs?
No, there were different springs, but they were this the big spring that everybody got this water from, and all was a great big. It was. Well kept up. I mean, it was, I think it had maybe a curbing around it, you know, and
mm-hmm.
so on. People
like a wall ahead. Almost, maybe?
Yes, something
mm-hmm.
like that. And then there were other springs there, but they were a different quality. They weren't the same as thing. I think they had a sulfur spring there. Too.
They do that.
And it was different qualities of water that they had there.
Did they use that sulfur spring for any kind of sickness or?
Well, I think they did. Some
mm-hmm.
people did, you know. But I
maybe
never cared for sulfur water.
Well, I think the spring is still up there.
Yeah, still making sulfur water.
Yeah, I think so.
Or at least it was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Were you all up there?
Uh-huh. We were up there just several weeks ago.
Yeah.
Well, for heaven's sake, well, what is there now?
Just the springs. That's really all there is.
Is that all?
Mm-hmm. No. It's all grown up in bushes and trees. It's hard to even get
well,
around there.
Well, of course it would be. It was there was a a row of cabins up on the top and a row down below. Miss Mary's had one right there, you know. And my uncle had half of one up on the top. And that's where we stayed.
Where was the big spring in relation to the...
Well, it was east of these cabins. They all rode away and they all went up to the spring and they had a walk and
a walk to the spring?
Walk to the spring.
Were there any steps along that walk?
What?
Were there any steps along the walk?
I can't remember. I guess there were, certainly. They had to be because it was on the side of the mountainside, you know.
Was the springs higher up than the hotel and the cabin?
Yes. It seemed to be higher on the mountainside. These were cabins. This hotel was the first thing you'd come to on the road. Going there was a hotel you'd come to first.
Mm-hmm.
And then these cabins went out from it on either side of that. These up on the upper side were on the upper side of the mountain, I reckon, and these were on the lower side down here. I think that some people stayed there all summer. I don't know they did.
Mm-hmm.
Some people would go.
Where was the bowling alley? Was that near the hotel?
Well, it was further up. Now you go from the spring, was like over here, and you go kind of down this way to the bowling alley,
mm-hmm.
down the mountain.
Sort of on the outside of the rows of cabins?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the hotel was at the other end?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you would go from the hotel to the spring, did you go up the mountain or straight ahead?
Well, the road went, I don't know, the road went by both of these cabins, you know, this lower row and this upper row. And you could go to the bowling alley from either side of the... And then the spring was in the middle up here, between the upper row of cabins, the lower one, and the spring was in there.
In the middle?
When you went to the spring.
It was inside, in between the upper and lower?
It was...
Or was it above the upper?
Above
the upper.
You know, some distance from them.
Uh-huh.
Mama, was that brown gap? Did that road cross the mountain there?
No, don't ask me, George.
Black Rock Gap.
Black Rock Gap. That's just what I was...
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know they had all kinds of mountains up. Black
right.
Rock Gap. All of those coming up the mountain.
Mm-hmm. Was there one bowling alley or two bowling alleys?
Just one.
Mm-hmm.
There was one there.
Who... Let's see, you say Blackwell was there. Was that the Black Rock Springs Company running that bowling alley?
I don't know who run the bowling alley. I can't remember at all who run that bowling alley.
Did you pay money to go bowling?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pay so much every game. It wasn't much, 5 cents or something, you know, in them
mm-hmm.
days. It was quite economical, but there's a lot of young people would take a picnic and go up there, you know.
Have a picnic there at the springs?
Yes,
mm-hmm.
spring. They had between these rows of cabins, there was a lawn like in there, you know,
uh-huh.
of course to the side of the mountain, but they always kept that well kept and would have their picnics in there.
Oh, in the middle of the cabins there?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Was there a roundhouse in the middle?
I kind of believe there was. I can't remember. I kind of think there's something in there. Oh my, that's been so long ago.
Yeah. You know about when that was that you were going up there?
No, I haven't any idea.
Long time ago. You don't?
Before I went to school, went away to school, I know.
When did you go to school?
I don't know that man most year. Went to Richmond School. But I don't know the year of that.
Did you go up to Black Rocks when you went to visit the springs? Did you go up to the rocks too?
Yes, we go up to the rock. That was an expedition to go up to the rock because it was a lot further up, you know, on the mountain.
Yeah.
And we'd have to go up there to look over the country.
Did you take the horses up there to the rocks?
No. You just walked.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe they ever took horses up there. I don't remember.
Walk.
It's a long walk, isn't it?
They walked
up
there.
Did you have to climb over rocks to get up there?
I mean, I don't remember how far you reckon Black Rock Springs were from when we lived over on that river.
I don't know just exactly.
I don't know either.
I know approximately. I mean, you know, I know where it is,
where
it's located, but that's flat country, and to estimate your mileage in that flat country is hard to do.
See, you lived down in this area when you used to go out?
On this side of the river.
Mm-hmm.
I lived straight across here, 5 miles across the road.
Mm-hmm.
Across here.
Just across the river there from Comora.
Uh-huh. You don't remember any kind of arguments up there between somebody had one hotel and somebody that had another hotel over the water?
No. That was after my time, if there was any. No, it seemed everybody had a good time. I don't know.
Most of the people that you knew were involved in this Black Rock Springs company, weren't they? They sold lots and they built cabins?
Yes, but I don't know anything about the business part of the thing.
You were pretty young then.
Yes, I was. And we didn't have any cabin, and my uncle had the cabin, so he'd loan it to anybody. The family that wanted, so.
Mm-hmm. What was your uncle's name?
Benjamin Corner.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a new one already.
Is that right?
That was Hugh's grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
Was Hugh's grandfather? Hugh's father?
Yes.
The little Ben, wasn't it? Yeah. Hugh's father.
Uncle Ben Corner. Yeah. Aunt Molly had asthma, you know, and she used to go up there and stay a lot. Seemed to help.
The water help asthma? Or?
Well, the air or something, you know. Seemed to help it.
The mountain air is good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Just no pollution or anything much in it, you know.
So. Yeah. Now, is there a stable up there?
A what?
A stable?
I expect there was, because they had horses. We traveled in horse and buggy in those days. Certainly they had a stable somewhere. I can't remember that, though. Oh, stable down there next to the hotel was one.
Next to the hotel?
Somewhere close in that vicinity.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of flat down there. And I think they had a stable there. Of course, we drove horse and buggy up there, or horse and some kind of conveyance.
Mm-hmm. Did the road up the mountain, up to Black Rock Gap, now I can see two roads there now. There's one that comes out from way up above where the spring is, and then there's one that sort of goes below, you know, out from the lower loop.
Mm-hmm.
Was there more than one road back then?
I don't know. There wasn't but one road up there. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, from there on up.
I guess they had road went from this lower track and this upper one that met somewhere and went on across the mountain, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's been so long ago.
What did you do when you went up to Black Rock? Did you go up there for a picnic or to write your initials?
No,
or?
We just go up there, look around a little. I don't mm-hmm. think we ever drug our picnics up there.
Mm-hmm. Did you have to crawl over rocks to get up there?
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember that. I guess we walked. They had a path. People have been going up there so often, there's a path that went up there. That's all I know. Long, long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Elsie Barger, you know the Bargers? You know some of the Bargers, see? She went with me, I went with her. A little bit of a person.
Mm-hmm. That was your cousin.
Hmm?
That was your cousin.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How long did it take you to get up to the hotel?
I don't know that. Indeed,
mm-hmm.
I don't. From the main road down below to up there to Black Rock, I just don't know.
Did anybody go up when it wasn't summertime?
Yes, it always went in summer.
Only
yeah.
in summer.
It was all shut in winter.
Mm-hmm. Except the black walls were up in
yes,
the winter.
Yes, except the black walls. They
mm-hmm.
stayed up there. But everybody else. Isn't that a little something? Outlet.
Mm-hmm. What kind of people were the Blackwells? Were they?
Well, they were, I don't know. I never got acquainted with them very much. I don't know. They were just caretakers, that's
mm-hmm.
all I know.
They must have kept a garden up there. They're going to live up
yes.
there all year round.
They must have had, a right good house. I don't remember that.
Where was their house in relation to the spring?
It was above. The spring was like here and their house was up
above the spring.
Up
so
above the spring.
Quite away from the hotel.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, quite away. Mrs. Mary used to go up there and stay all summer. Some of the Marys.
Mm-hmm.
Was the Mary house on the upper row or the lower row?
Lower row.
Where was your uncle's cabin?
It was the upper row. Wasn't
upper
it?
Row.
Mm-hmm.
Did you go down the mountain to the spring or up the mountain from the cabin?
We'd go along the mountain out here and go down a little bit to the spring.
Oh, you go down?
Go down off of that, the spring was, it seemed to me like the mountain kind of went around this way, you know, and the spring was down in this section, and this, my uncle's cabin was up here, and then this lower row was down here.
So the spring was sort of at the end of the lower row, maybe?
No, it was at the end of both rows, they stopped
uh-huh.
at the spring.
Oh, I see. Was there some steps going from the lower row around to the upper row on the side of that spring or anything?
Mm-hmm. There's steps there at the spring, I know.
Mm-hmm.
And then the bowling alley was down from the spring, down that way.
Pretty near the spring?
It wasn't too far from the spring.
On the other side of the spring from the cabins?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else besides bowling over there? Any other games? Or?
No, I don't know of anything.
Mm-hmm.
That's been so long ago.
People, you said some of the people stayed all summer.
Who
brought them their food and so on?
Well, they'd come out every, their people at home would come out every week or every so often and bring them things to eat.
Was it mostly older people that would stay off of this for the whole summer?
Yes, there were people that had some kind of an ailment, you know, that they would stay.
For that water?
Mm-hmm.
Was it that main spring, was that the one they all got the water from, or did they go to some of the others, like the sulfur spring?
The main spring was the one furnished the water.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't piped anywhere either. You had to go and get your, take your bucket and go there and get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. What else? Now, we were going to talk also about the Jarman's Gap area, or?
And that's about, I don't know much farther down than the Jarman's Gap area, because my father and I, my father owned a place, this toward Waynesboro on the main mountain, which joined the Calf Mountain.
Uh-huh.
You remember the calf? It just about disappeared now.
Mm-hmm.
But that was cleared off. Just the natural lay of the land made that calf with the timber there.
Is that right? Really looked like a calf. Oh, I didn't realize.
My father owned the old cherry orchard. It was, it had hundreds of trees of these little field cherries on it at that time.
Hmm.
But
well, that's still outside the park, isn't
that's
it?
That's outside the park.
Yeah.
The park came up to the Jarman Gap Road.
Right, right.
And the Jarman Gap Road from Doom Station clear over to Blair Park. That's on the eastern side there, back across there.
Mm-hmm.
That was the park line. Then from there up was the parkway. And the parkway went through our place.
Oh, right, right, because the Blue Ridge. Now, we have that section now, but it was sort of given to the park later on, because the Blue Ridge Parkway didn't want to administer. We now have from Jarman's Gap to Rockfish, but just the road.
Yeah.
Not the land, yeah. But back then it would have been on the parkway. The parkway came through later than the drive.
Yeah. I used to ride horseback across from Doom Station over to Eastern Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And come out down that Crozet.
Yeah.
And on into that fox hunting country.
Mm-hmm.
See? The old Ortman place, they used to have these horse shows over there, jumping and field trials for the dogs and so on. Now that was back in the 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Could you tell us about any churches that were there?
Now there was a little church, but it had disappeared up on the top of the mountain. As I remember, as you went over the mountain, you've been up to Aunt Anna's.
Yes.
All right. Well, where the Jarman Gap Road goes into Sugar Hollow, you know where they, just on your last climb, as you wind up, just your last climb before you go over the hump of the gap, the road turned off to the left and dropped right straight down into Sugar Hollow.
I've never been in Sugar Hollow.
And the old Ballards, they had their still house down there, made brandy. And that's where we younger boys in the, at that time were interested in that brandy down there.
Oh.
I shouldn't be talking to this poor mamma, this.
No.
But we'd ride horseback over there and get this. Now he furnished moonshine in the lane for doctors and lawyers and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
And we boys would go over there on Sunday afternoon and get this apple brandy. It was good. So.
No doubt he had an apple orchard.
And to break colts, we would start here with a raw colt. We didn't know anything about traveling at all. When you got back home, that colt was broken as far as riding was concerned. You had no more problem. Best way in the world, because you had him good and tired. And we often would go over there in these woods.
Okay, Louise Wood Austin. That was one of John Dewey's talks.
That's correct. Well, her mother was one of the best cooks she ever said she put it on the table. I've eaten many a supper there at Ms. Austin's mother. And then we would come back. But that John, that holla was wild. I mean, it was wild. Long in the spring of the year, you had your bobcats and whatnot.
Even back then?
Oh, yes. And even now, the bobcats
were
sure. But they were there then.
Those bobcats.
You cut that off, and I'll tell you a funny one. Oh, you stop there, coming from over the mountain, and we get a meal.
Anna Rogers. Mm-hmm.
And she was served fried chicken, and she always had a glass of wine for you. That was the meal for the man.
Oh.
And 50 cents was all you paid for the meal. Believe that in mind.
So it was almost like a restaurant that she had?
Yeah, she'd get up, make you biscuit most any night you come by. She'd have your hot biscuits and whatnot, ham, chicken, whatever you want.
Now the Ballard House, that was a great big house, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was when you left the Jarman Gap Road, went right over the gap, and then you went back in on the hillside, and the mountain was like this, and this Ballard House was long. You ever up there, Mamma?
No.
It was long, with a long veranda, a porch, or whatever you want to call it, the whole length of it. And the people went there and boarded with her, and would stay there. The Freckles, Miss Barger, used to go there every summer. And stay a couple of weeks with her. And then these fox hunters would come up there. They'd make arrangements maybe for breakfast.
So there was a lot of moonshine going up in the mountain?
Oh, there was. It's there on the place that I own. Man, moonshine there all the time.
What did they make?
They
was
made
it brandy?
Whiskey.
Or was this corn liquor?
Corn whiskey.
They ever make apple brandy?
Now, over at the old Ballard place, years and years back, that had always been a stillhouse, and they made whiskey, and that's Louise Wood's people,
mm-hmm.
Old Man Wood. They raised whiskey, and it was handled under government inspection and all. And then when Prohibition came in, they shut up. Old Man Wood went on and distilled on the side. But over in these other hollows, they had just portable stills that they could tear down and move.
Mm-hmm.
Now the man that's on that place, it's distilled, and I knew he was distilling. And I told him, I said, if they ever catch you, now it's you. I have nothing to do with it. But you walk through the mountains, you find this mash in barrels, fermenting. And they always have it here in the water, in brush, covered over. And I walked above many of what they call a batch, getting ready to still.
Mm-hmm. They didn't make cherry brandy or apple brandy too often?
No, they only made this corn whiskey because
mm-hmm.
it was easier to handle.
Right.
And that stuff would kill you.
Powerful stuff. Did people buy it from all around?
Oh, sure. Now, I'm in the early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
From, say, 23 to 30. I say early, from 23 to 30 is when I knew. I never had any of it, don't get me wrong, but I mean, I knew it was going on.
Yeah.
And knew the people.
Your family had land there.
My father did. He bought this tract of land in 1917, 270
mm-hmm.
acres.
Was that for pasture?
Right, for pasture, yes.
Mm-hmm. And it's, you talk about people living on it. Were they just kind of squatters?
No. We had an old family. The old man that lived on at the time we bought it was a veteran of the Indian Wars. He was Reno's men when he went in and took up Custard's men after the massacre.
Oh.
And it was quite interesting to talk to that old man. Old man Whitback, Mamma, you remember him?
Yeah.
He stayed there until he died at old age. He didn't die there, but he stayed there until he got too old.
Working for your father? Or?
No, he just had the use of the house, and
mm-hmm.
he would do whatever. We paid him for whatever we wanted him to do, but he had a garden, a cow, and a horse, and whatnot, and he just lived as though he owned it. And then if he done any work for us, well, we paid him for it.
Mm-hmm.
But he mostly lived, and he had these cherries. This was the old cherry orchard, and
he sold those cherries, and they picked blackberries, and they picked huckleberries, and they made a living.
Chestnuts, too, I imagine.
And you'll find a lot of those fishers and all, they made a living that way. And that goes back to why you had those fires. To keep a huckleberry growing, you have to burn that timber off.
Yeah.
Because huckleberries are low.
Uh-huh.
And whenever that got so high, you see those mountains burn. They
yes,
saw the fire.
Yes,
there's
well,
no other way.
We still find that at Big Meadows.
That's
correct. Burn that when the berries come right up.
And they're burning it today. You can't keep them burning because they got to have this, you know, they have this thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, listen, George is here ready to take
oh, yeah.